Okay. My short answer is going to be thank you all for all, you know, using this. But maybe a few things. I am only going to be here, you know, today. So after the meeting, please come to me. I have business cards with me. Give me your business card so I can, you know, follow up with you, because you have to be there if we're going to work with your country. And so we would love to include you as focal points, and also with all the others in the room that would like to follow up with us in the future. Please reach out, you know, to me, and also for the, you know, UNDP, of course. That's my first, you know, type of answer. Then we had your question on what should be done to make a pan-European partnership. I think we need to, you know, start collecting data. I think all the ingredients are there. The UNSD, Eurostat, and UNDP, and the OECD are collecting data on e-waste. So that's the basics. But I think with our tools, you can go much more into like depth. If you want to understand how much copper or how much gold, you know, can be recycled, you know, from it, this is in our, you know, latest tools and in our reports. A short answer on like a short. If you want to know more about this graph, you have to read the Kazakh Monitor, which you can find in one of the links which I have shared with you, and also happy to follow up with you. But basically, what it tells you that it's the below line. If the country, you know, only does nothing and just, you know, collect 8%, which is the case, you know, nowadays in Kazakhstan, which is already a big achievement, by the way, but you will still, you know, do a lot of damage for the environment and for the you know, workers. And this damage is mostly done through hazardous substances that we find in e-waste. We have lead, we have mercury. Those are going to leach into the environment, externalizing costs to, you know, for the environment and for the human health. So that's the cost post. However, if we start to recycle e-waste in a good manner, we can get more materials, more metals back into the economy, secondary resources, and you will make more money. And that's the upper curve. So if you are going to collect and to recycle more e-waste in a formalized manner, you're actually doing something really good, which is also not only good for the health and the safety for the environment, but also for a better economy in that sense. And I think I will leave my answer to that in view of time, and happy to follow up with all of you in the room, as you can imagine.